The long off season is finally over. It is NFL opening day, and we're with you here on Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Kleiman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly with you, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We've got a fun show planned for you, going to give all of our NFL predictions today. So we are going to go through standings, playoffs, awards, and as I always say when we make these predictions, if we're right, we will take a victory lap at the end of the year. If not, these never happen and no one will ever hear about them again.
Didn't even know what we're talking about. Exactly.
glad to have Dr. Crane in today. I believe Nick and Connor will be in tomorrow because I'm heading over to Blacksburg tomorrow for the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game. Going to work that game on Saturday, so I will be out tomorrow. But excited to have Dr. Crane in today. Again, we are going to give our full NFL predictions throughout the show. Speaking of Vanderbilt, Andrew Allegretta, the voice of Vanderbilt football, is going to join us at 11 a.m. for his weekly visit on the show. We will talk about that big game for the Commodores coming up on Saturday against Virginia Tech. But let's start with the game tonight. Cowboys and Eagles, you can listen right here on 102.5 The Game. It's a fun one to start the season because you've got the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champs, obviously always open up the season. They might be the most complete roster in the league right now. And they're facing this Cowboys team that is coming off of kind of a devastating blow, trading away their best defensive player. We went through the stats last week of the expected points added per play. With Micah Parsons on the field, the Cowboys have had the best defense in the league over the last couple seasons. Without him, they've had the second worst defense in the league. So it's going to be an interesting game to see what this Cowboys team looks like without Micah Parsons, and can they compete with a team like the Eagles here in week one?
Yeah, I was looking at a lot of the injury reports, and yesterday Trayvon Diggs was listed as like available.
Yeah.
But he has that little nagging knee injury. So I don't know what's to really dictate with that Dallas secondary. I mean, I know it's only one player, but that's a key player for their defense if they don't have Micah Parsons.
Right. No Micah Parsons anymore with the Packers. And then you've got Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland, who, you know, I think you can ask the question of, are they actually good cornerbacks or are they interception artists? Like, there's a difference between a cornerback who can pick off a lot of passes and a good cornerback. Mm-hmm. Like, Darrelle Revis, I don't know if he was intercepting 10 passes a year, but no one would throw at him because he was that good at covering a receiver. Marcus Peters is the opposite. It's like he'd have 12 picks a year, but he'd also give up 80-yard plays every other week. So it's a weird defense for this Cowboys team. They got a new head coach over there. Dak Prescott's healthy again. They bring in George Pickens. I'm really intrigued to see what the Cowboys look like tonight because – and we'll go through our predictions for the season throughout the show. I don't know. They're one of the biggest enigmas to me throughout the league. It's like, I think they have talent, and they could end up being a playoff team, but also I could see things spiraling and them end up being like a 4 or 5-win team. It could be anywhere in between.
Yeah, I mean, with those two first-round picks, Dallas has the next, well, this upcoming draft and next draft, I could easily see them spiraling like you're talking about to like a 4-win thing. And you mentioned, you know, just a bit ago about having those cornerback interception artists in some regard. The reason why it works so well with Dallas is because they had a guy like Micah Parsons to compensate for that.
Right.
You don't have a guy like that to compensate for your interception artist. So normally that would kind of tend to lean in the interception category to go down. I mean,
it's a good point. The tips and overthrows are the best ways to get interceptions, and without Micah Parsons, your pass rush not going to be nearly as effective for the Cowboys. So, going to be an intriguing game tonight. I think most people expect the Eagles to win by, I mean, the Eagles have the highest spread, I think, of any favorite this week. It's like 8.5. Mm-hmm. So, the expectation is that the Eagles are going to win by 1 to 2 touchdowns. But, you know, you never know. The Cowboys do have, they have some high-powered offensive options. Like CeeDee Lamb, there's an argument he's probably the third best receiver in the league behind Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. Was it us having the conversation about George Pickens? And it's like, if Mike Tomlin trades you a wide receiver, it's probably not, you probably don't want to take that deal. So I don't know what George Pickens is going to look like. Their running back room is really strange.
It's interesting.
There's nobody, like, Javonte Williams got off to a great start with the Broncos, but then kind of fell off a cliff. I guess he's supposed to be the lead back there, but they've also got Miles Sanders in that room.
Jaden Blue.
Did they cut Deuce Vaughn, the little scat back out of Kansas State?
Yes, he's gone.
Yeah, his dad was on staff for them, and I remember that was a big like draft thing last
year. Right, they showed the war room of like, how do you want to come work with me on Monday?
Well, not anymore. So, yeah. I don't know. I when you're that size, it's very tough to, you know,
right, unless you're Darren Sproles, it's like you're probably going to have a tough time sticking around in the league. So, I don't know what to expect tonight from the Cowboys. Again, I think they are one of the hardest teams to judge heading into the season because they've got a quarterback that I think is competent. I think he's top 15 easily quarterback in the league. You've got an elite wide receiver. They've made they've got some pieces on the offensive line. They keep drafting offensive linemen early. Mm-hmm. Jake Ferguson's a good tight end, but that defense, taking Micah Parsons out is just such a major piece that I don't know. And you mentioned the extra first round picks. I would love to know what Jerry and Steven Jones' plan is for the long term, or if they've even gotten that far. Like, are they planning on using those picks to build around Dak Prescott? Or is this kind of the make-or-break year for Dak, and it's like, hey, if they don't take a massive step forward this year, then they're going to try and cut their losses with Dak and use those picks to go get a quarterback?
I'm still leaning in that half-glass-full situation. Sure, their season may spiral down into, like we're talking earlier, a 4-5-1 year. But if you look at it that way, that gives them the opportunity to capitalize on a high draft pick, still have that first-round pick that's going to be Green Bay. It's more than likely going to be late 15s and 20s. So you have two first-round picks there that are going to be, I'd say, fairly good. You'd be able to compensate from that. I think you could get a good offensive lineman early in that and then maybe get – or maybe an edge rusher early in that round. I'm not trying to look too far into the draft, but I think they're landlocked with Dak Prescott going forward.
Yeah, let's take a look at Dak's contract because I was having this conversation with Corey Curtis yesterday about these quarterbacks who they're not good enough to take you – to the promised land. Mm-hmm. Like these quarterbacks have not proven that they can get you to a Super Bowl, but they're also good enough that it's like, if we cut him, do we end up being horrible for the next 5 years? So Dak is 32 years old and his contract, he's in the second year of this new extension, 4 years, $240 million. Mm-hmm. There's not an out over the next couple years. They'd have to take $130 million dead cap hit. So I guess that ends the conversation. They are building around Dak Prescott. And maybe this is a situation where you do a Green Bay Packers. And maybe you use one of those first-round picks to get a quarterback who can learn behind Dak for a couple years. Now, Dak isn't the age Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers were when they made those picks. So I don't know how much Dak would get behind that. But maybe that's the plan of, hey, take a quarterback with one of these first-round picks you've got and let him grow behind Dak. But again, like, you got to get Dak on board with that, I would hope.
Yeah, and I don't think Dak would be on board for that just because he's still fairly young. I'd say 32 is still fairly young to be a quarterback in this league. I mean, obviously Rodgers and Kirk Cousins are up there in their late 30s, early 40s. But I think Dak's still a quality quarterback, but you're right. He only gets you to a certain point in that year. Like, every single time the Cowboys were good, they'd go to the NFC Championship game, get beat by the 49ers. Like, that's just their cap. That's their ceiling. So, for Dak, maybe they can figure something out with him. I don't know.
I think Cowboys fans would just be happy getting back to the NFC Championship game for the first time in 30-plus years. Dak... And Wes in Clarksville asks on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, he says, am I the only one that thinks Dak is overrated? I just don't think he's that good. I think they overpaid for him. Dak Prescott is, like, Justin Herbert is on the Dak Prescott career trajectory, where it's like, man, the stats look good. He's going to win you some regular season games, but he gets to the playoffs and he lays an egg.
Yeah.
It's like, at some point, you have to move on from that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. The only thing that leaves me optimistic is at the end of that last year of Dak's deal, Dallas is going to have all those first-round picks already situated. Like, in my opinion, I think Dallas is going to have two high first-round picks, not in this year's draft, but next year's draft as well. I think they're going to be bad the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Which, in a roundabout way, sounds funky, but if you're the Cowboys and you owe Prescott this much money, might as well suck for 2 years and maybe get two high draft picks along with Green Bay's. So you're compensating two first-round picks both years.
Yeah.
So then you're able to kind of build off that a little bit.
Yeah. It's
and just say one last hurrah with Dak and then move on to your future.
The Cowboys, it doesn't feel like the timelines of everything matches up with how Jerry Jones is running the team. Like, signing CD and Dak to these big extensions and then trading away Micah Parsons. Yeah, it just makes you wonder, what is the long-term plan for the Dallas Cowboys? We will see them for the first time in 2025 tonight, taking on the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, that team, I mean, you look up and down that roster, and I know they lost a good amount on defense, but, man, it's tough to find another roster that is as talented as the Eagles. But it is tough to go back-to-back. They're going to have to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you do the tush-push with Jalen Hurts, who knows, maybe he ends up getting hurt. Saquon Barkley coming off a 2,000-yard season. Usually the guys coming off 2,000-yard seasons don't have that type of production the next year. Obviously, no one's ever done it twice, but not close to that type of production. So we'll see. I think the Eagles win pretty comfortably tonight.
Yeah. You do mention a good point about the running back room. I mean, minus Saquon Barkley, they have Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon. So I like to see what the RB2, RB3 combo is like. I mean, obviously Saquon can't play every down, but those guys are more than likely, when Saquon's not in the game, be pass blockers and or get your short yardage gain for the most part.
A.J. Dillon can be your goal line back. Actually, they don't need a goal line back because they just do the tush-push. But
yeah. But still, I just want to see what that's like.
What happened to A.J. Dillon? He's Quadzilla. That was his nickname.
Yeah,
and Saquon's the quad father, so they've got both of them.
Man, they got the quad family.
Yes,
that's
they do.
Exactly what that is. Now, I think A.J. Dillon kind of fell off after he left Green Bay, and just things didn't pan out for him. I know he had an injury, I believe, and so now he's with Eagles. I mean, I don't blame him. Go ring chase him.
Excited for the game tonight. Cowboys and Eagles kicking off the NFL season. We got games the next two nights. Chiefs and Chargers tomorrow from Brazil. You can listen to the game tonight right here on 102.5 The Game as the defending Super Bowl champs start off the year against the division rival Dallas Cowboys. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can text or call. We are going to spend about half the show today on NFL predictions. It is opening day. This is the last day we can do it. So I had myself and Nick Frazier go through every game of the NFL season. I want to make that clear that we didn't just arbitrarily throw records out there and it doesn't add up to it's 272 and 272 or whatever it is. It adds up. And we've got our playoff teams, we went through the playoffs, we picked a Super Bowl champion, we picked awards. We're going to go through all of it over the next half of the show. Andrew Allegretta from Vanderbilt Football going to join us at 11 a.m. to preview the Commodores game against the Virginia Tech Hokies coming up on Saturday. Nick Frazier, Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you on this Thursday morning here on Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game. We are under 12 hours away from kicking off a new NFL season. All the records are 0-0, and we are set to make our predictions for the 2025 NFL season. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly with you here on Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game. So, me and Nick Frazier, we went through and we picked every game in the NFL season. You know, no free shout-outs, but playoff predictors online if you want to go make your own predictions. It makes it easy. You can pick all the games. It sorts out the standings for you. It sets the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. So we went through. We've got our standings. We've got our playoffs. I said we're going to pick awards, too. So MVP, Offensive Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie, Defensive Player, or Defensive Rookie of the Year. So we'll get to all that. We're going to start here with the AFC standings. Then we'll do the AFC playoffs. Then we'll do the same for the NFC. Pick our Super Bowl, and we'll see where we are at that point. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, let's start with the AFC. I will go through the. Let's start with the AFC East. Okay. I think this one is a tough division to pick beyond Buffalo. I have Buffalo winning the division. I would guess you do too.
Yeah, I do.
I got Buffalo at 14-3, which I was kind of surprised by, but I think they're a good team. I think they end up being the one seed in the AFC. Yep. Surprisingly, I have the Patriots making the playoffs too.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that you go into this with your own like preset this is what I think my playoff teams are going to end up being.
Right.
I had the Patriots at 10-7 because that schedule is really, really easy. It really is. I don't know if the Patriots are one of the seven best teams in the AFC, but it worked out that they were 10-7. They are the seventh seed in the AFC. I have the Dolphins and Jets both going 5-12.
Yeah, we're like one game off. I have Dolphins and Jets going 4-13.
Oh, man. Yeah, not believers in Tua this year. No.
And you mentioned the Patriots. 13-4 for the Patriots.
You have the Patriots going 13-4?
I do. I look at the game, I was like, wait a minute.
The Vrabel haters are going to be out in force today.
I love it.
It just ain't right. But they're tied with the Bills in my division here at 13-4 apiece. Both 5-1 in the division, and they were the seventh best team. You mentioned, are they the seventh best team? For me, they are.
All right. So we both have the Bills and Patriots making the playoffs out of the AFC. The AFC North, this one, I think it was pretty cut and dry of the order. I didn't really know where the records would come out. I have the Ravens winning the division, 12-5. I have the Bengals also making the playoffs at 11-6. I believe in Joe Burrow, even though that defense isn't very good. They're not playing a great schedule this year. I think they can go 11-6. The Steelers are right where they should be at 9-8, and the Cleveland Browns 1-16.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to drop your jaw when I say this. I have the Bengals winning this division.
Oh, wow.
And it's at 4-1 for the division record, but overall I have them going 15-1.
Wow.
I know. I'm high on the Bengals this year. I really am. I like Joe Burrow. I like Chase Brown, the running back. He's a fantasy guy.
I like the Bengals too, but I feel like there are going to be some games where they give up 40 and they can't find a way to score 40.
I know it's a bad it's bad optics, but that's where I have things right now. And then I have the Ravens following suit at 14-3, and then the Steelers at 13-3. I know that's a little odd, but yeah, that's how I have it.
Man, you've got a top heavy AFC where like half the league has 13 or more wins.
Yeah, I mean every other game was like against the Browns. I'm like, wait a minute. Win.
I mean, the Browns, outside of Myles Garrett, I have trouble finding a whole lot of redeeming quality. The corners are decent. Denzel Ward, they've got some players. But I think by about week 7, they're going to let one of those rookies play, and I don't think it's going to go very well. So I have them going 1-16. I did write down the draft order up to the Titans pick. I have the Browns with the number one overall pick next year. So I likely will be taking their quarterback of the future there. In the AFC West, this one was fun going through it because halfway through the season, it looked like the Chargers were going to run away with this division. But I guess the Chargers' schedule gets a lot tougher later on. I have the Chiefs rolling back and winning the division again at 12-5. The Chargers make the playoffs as well at 11-6. The Broncos go 10-7. But they miss out on the playoffs with a tiebreaker with the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm in same order, but again, roll your eyes, whatever you are listening. I have the Chiefs going 15-2, 5-1 in the division. But the rest of the way, I was like, Chargers, like you're saying, their second half of their season kind of falls off a little bit. They go 9-8, 2-4 in the division, and then Broncos, then Raiders.
Okay, so yeah, we're in the same. I have the Raiders going 5-12. I think that's respectable for the Raiders this
7-10.
Year.
7-10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Not horrible, but not great. AFC South, I have the Texans winning the division. Mm-hmm. I have them going 11-6. And a lot of that is that I think they go 5-1 in the division. I don't know if the Texans are that good, but I have trouble picking. I think I had the Colts or the Jags upsetting them at home. Oh, no, I have the Titans beating them in Nashville. Titans, Jaguars both go 6-11. Colts 4-13.
Yeah, I'm not too far off of that. I do have the Jags finishing at the bottom of the totem pole. I have them as one of the worst teams in the NFL at 1-16. I really don't know what to think of this team, honestly. Like, is Trevor Lawrence the guy? Is he not the guy? I understand they have weapons in Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr., but at the same time, you also have Travis Etienne in the background. Can that all mesh? And if it does, then they're going to have a better record than that. But as of right now, on paper, I can't say yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Jags, I think there's a scenario where everything kind of clicks for them and they end up being in the playoff race. But, there were a lot of those toss-up games where I just felt like I couldn't pick the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So
I think the one game I gave them the win was overseas.
Okay, I gave them one of those. It's like they're playing at home over there in front of their British fans, so you had to give them that one. So my AFC playoff teams, I've got the Bills as the number one seed, the Ravens are the number two, Chiefs 3, Texans 4, and then my wild card teams are Chargers, Bengals, Patriots.
Okay. Yeah, I have, let's see here, as a top seven, Bengals, Chiefs, Bills, Houston, Ravens, Steelers, and then Patriots.
Yeah. Okay. So we're
not too far.
We're kind of similar. I think the only difference is you have the Steelers in and I have the Chargers in. Is that?
That sounds right.
I think that's it. So we will go through the AFC playoff picture. The big question in the AFC is always, can somebody beat Patrick Mahomes? I will mention, and we'll go a little more in depth on our Titans predictions later on, but we both had the Titans not being all that close to the playoff picture.
Nah.
I am 6-11. You had them at 7-10. So right around there. I think they start off slow. I have them beating the Colts and Raiders in the first half of the year, and that's it. But towards the end, I have them heating up, beating the Texans at home, Jags at home, and then the Browns and the Saints. So I had a couple that were close. Like, could they beat the Jaguars on the road? Could they beat the Seahawks at home? Yeah, I had the – but I had six wins. I think it could be anywhere from, like, 4-8, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I think after they play the Pats. I don't want to leak too much of that, but I think when they play the Pats and if they lose, like, I think that's where it all falls off.
Yeah, and I believe when they play the Patriots – they are 1-6 at that point in my prediction. So
really?
I don't know how well that goes. Actually, no, they have two wins. They did beat the Raiders the week before. So
see, I have them at 4-3 going into the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah. I like their front end of their schedule. I think they can ride the momentum with Cam Ward early.
Do you have them beating either the Broncos or the Rams in week one or two?
I have them beating the Broncos.
Wow.
Rams, they are
losing. Okay.
Yeah.
Nick Frazier high on the Titans this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think it's impossible. I've said this before that – you know, it's the NFL. Weirder things have happened, especially in week one. Week one is always where you see an upset or two you're not expecting, but I just don't think it's a good matchup for a rookie quarterback. But I do think that Cam Ward comes on down the stretch. They end 6-11, but 1-4 are their last eight. Maybe can take some momentum heading into next season. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you have predictions for the NFL season, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We have our AFC playoff teams. We will go through the AFC playoffs coming up next. This Saturday, MTSU Blue Raiders will take on Wisconsin. The kickoff is at 3 o'clock, and you can catch all of the action on Totally Hits 93.3. Coverage is also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly, next man up here on 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Michigan takes on Oklahoma this Saturday at 6:30 in our college football game of the week on Sports Talk 830, presented by Twin Peaks Restaurants and Circa Sportsbook Kentucky. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly with you. We are giving our NFL predictions as it is NFL opening day. Cowboys and Eagles coming up later this evening. Do want to mention before we get back into our AFC predictions, the Broncos just signed their star edge rusher Nick Benito to a 4-year deal worth up to $120 million. So,
holy cow.
Star pass rusher getting paid just before he faces the Titans. And with Dan Moore not practicing yesterday, who knows what the Titans tackle situation looks like. I will reserve judgment on that until we see today's injury report.
Yeah.
Back-to-back DNPs, you start to worry. But if he's back out there today, even in limited fashion, you would think they're ramping him up to be ready to go.
Yeah, but I think today would be more like a walkthrough for him in a roundabout way.
Right.
I think those first 2 days of practice were solely just to get treatment.
Yes. You would think, and it's tough when ankle injury just pops up randomly. But he also, he did, that was the injury he had against Atlanta was like
yes.
Somebody kind of rolled up on his ankle.
Yes.
Maybe they're just managing that. Who knows? But a little bit concerning to see the DNP for Dan Moore yesterday. We'll see what the injury report looks like today. That'll come out this afternoon. And, you know, if it is back-to-back do-not practices for the Titans starting left tackle ahead of their number one pick quarterback's debut, probably won't feel great. But hopefully he's out on the field today. Let's get back into our NFL predictions. We are on the AFC right now. So we're going to do all the way until we have our Super Bowl participant of the AFC, and then we'll go to the NFC, do the same thing, and come back for our Super Bowl. So let's go through our AFC playoff picture. My playoff teams, Bills were the 1 seed, Ravens 2, Chiefs 3, Texans 4. My wild card teams, Chargers, Bengals, Patriots. So I'll go through here. I have pretty much chalk in the wild card round. I do have the Chargers upsetting the Texans this year. Last year, the Texans took it to L.A. I think this year, the experience, Chargers finally get the monkey off their back. Justin Herbert wins a playoff game. They move on. But I do have the Chiefs and Ravens both winning at home. Chiefs beat the Bengals in what could be one of the better wild card games we've had in a while. Mahomes versus Burrow in the wild card round. I have the Chiefs winning. Ravens beat the Patriots in Baltimore. In the divisional round, I have the Bills beating the Chargers. Bills go back to the AFC Championship game. This is where it gets tough for me. Because I said it with Corey yesterday. I don't know if I can pick against the Chiefs until somebody proves they can beat them. And it's like, at this point, I'm down to the three quarterbacks. Mahomes, Jackson, Allen. Can somebody beat Mahomes? Again, until I see it, I'm not going to pick it. Chiefs beat the Ravens and then beat the Bills in the AFC Championship game. And Mahomes goes back to the Super Bowl.
Wow. I mean, it's just like pure poetry every single year for them.
I think, honestly, this might be me trying to reverse jinx it at this point. And just they are getting to the point of the Brady Patriots where it's like, please, I just want to watch a Super Bowl that they're not in.
Yes.
Please. And maybe I'm trying to just like reverse jinx it, you know. Yeah, they're going to win again. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. I've got the Chiefs beating the Bills in the AFC Championship.
Wow. I have something similar, not too far off. I have, as the 7 seed, obviously, the Patriots going up against the Chiefs as a 2 seed. 6 seed would be Steelers versus the Bills. And then 5 and 4 would be the Ravens versus Houston. So in that first wild card round, I have the Baltimore Ravens upsetting Houston. And then Steelers going down. I mean, I think Rodgers, we talked about earlier with Dak having that ceiling. I think we're seeing that ceiling with Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in his career, if it's him against one of these star quarterbacks, I don't know if I can take him.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, how can you go against him? Come on now. The guy won in the offseason, now he's winning on the field.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going with Josh Allen there, and then the Chiefs kind of steamroll Patriots. And I look at it as a good perspective for the Patriots. You get to the playoffs in your first year under Mike Vrabel.
So, right.
It's a big thing to build off
of. I think Patriots fans would take that. I know that their expectations are high because of the dynasty, but like, after the last couple of seasons, I think just getting back to the playoffs would be a win. So into your divisional round.
Oh, boy.
Your 15-win Bengals got the bye.
Yeah, I need to stop doing stuff, some people say. I don't know. 5-1 there would be Baltimore versus the Bengals. I got Baltimore upsetting Cincinnati.
Wow. At home. Yeah, so the 15-win Bengals, they get a taste of their own medicine, get beat at home in the divisional round.
Indeed. Yeah, I think Lamar Jackson's legit this year. Obviously, he had that little hiccup in the preseason with his little, hand injury in practice?
Something like that.
Something like that. I think he's the real deal this year. I'm expecting a lot out of him, not fantasy-wise, but just in general. I mean, you know, his whole quote coming from the draft, I think he said to Deion on NFL Network, they're going to get a Super Bowl out of me. Like, I think that's coming.
He's got to do it at some point, right? And Lamar, I think he's getting close to, like, surefire Hall of Famer. When you're a two-time MVP and you've done all this statistically significant stuff that no one has ever done before as a running quarterback, I think he's getting close to a Hall of Fame lock, but the legacy of Lamar Jackson is a whole lot different if he finally wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and maybe it's this year.
Maybe it is.
Well, just continuing. I also have the Chiefs going back as well to the AFC Championship game just because they seem to have the Bills' number in the playoffs.
I don't know what it is. Like, every year, Josh Allen beats Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, and you start to think, like, maybe this is the year they can get it done. But it gets down to those final 4 minutes in a playoff game, and there's some voodoo magic going on with Patrick Mahomes, whether it's like he gets a flag that comes out of nowhere, late hit or roughing the passer, or he just makes a ridiculous play on 3rd and 12 to move the chains. It's something always happens that lets the Chiefs beat the Bills. And until I see Josh Allen walking off the field with the confetti falling, I don't know if I can
And
pick it.
You know, for me, looking at this whole Chiefs dynasty, it just blows my mind why Tyreek Hill would ever leave that place. You know, like.
Yeah, I mean, we both have the Dolphins with 5 or less wins this year. Like, I think Tyreek Hill has lost a step, and Tua, this might be the final year of Tua as a Dolphin.
Yeah, that's very fair. I just think that team is just falling off the rails. Sure, they have good pieces here and there. Darren Waller comes out of retirement. They get him. What good does that do? I think
Mike, who knows?
Mike McDaniel's definitely on the hot seat.
Yeah.
There's something going on maybe this upcoming offseason. But in the AFC Championship game, I have the Chiefs going back to
– Wow, so we're both on Mahomes. I struggle. I don't want the Chiefs back there. I think America's Super Bowl has the Bills in it. If you could pick a Super Bowl, you want to see the Buffalo Bills, who that fan base has gone through so much.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 straight Super Bowl losses. And then going 20 years without making the playoffs. And now you finally get back, but you're always the bridesmaid, never the bride. You just can't get over the hump. I would love to see the Buffalo Bills finally beat Mahomes and the Chiefs and get to Super Bowl. But it's history has told us that just doesn't happen in January.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It's Mahomes' season. Once it's the playoffs, the Chiefs are just a different team.
Yep.
They really are.
So Nick Frazier and I both have the Chiefs going back to the AFC Championship. Parker, do you have any notes on that? Do you think it's fair to pick anybody but Kansas City in the AFC?
Until they get beat, I'm with you. Because they've been to 5 straight. So until they don't go to another AFC Championship, I'm going to have a hard time not picking them.
How many years have they been in the AFC Championship at the very least? It's been every year since Mahomes has been in the league, right?
Yes, I believe so. Outside of his first year when they had Alex Smith starting.
Right, yeah. That's when the Titans beat the Chiefs in the wild card round when Marcus threw the pass to himself.
Yeah, he's
but since Mahomes started starting, he lost to Brady his first year, then beat the Titans his second year. Lost to Burrow his third year, and then he's been to 3 straight Super Bowls since then or something like that. So,
yeah.
So Patrick Mahomes, until he proves that he can be beat, we're both taking him. So we both have the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We're going through our full NFL predictions on NFL opening day for 2025. Time to get to the NFC after this. We will go through all the standings, the playoffs, and see who meets Kansas City in Super Bowl 60 for both of us coming up on the other side. Today on ESPN 94.9 The Fan, the Nashville Sounds take on Norfolk with first pitch coming up in just over an hour at 11:05 a.m. Coverage is also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly with you on this NFL opener Thursday tonight. Cowboys Eagles starts off the 2025 NFL season, so it's only fitting that we give our full NFL predictions today. We just went through the AFC. Nick and I both have the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl. Connor will be on tomorrow. Nick and I both have the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl. I have them beating the Bills in the AFC Championship game. Nick has them beating the Ravens. Nothing too out of the blue there. That's what it's been, and I think it's safe to assume that's probably what it's going to continue to be until another quarterback gets to the level of those 3 guys. So let's move on to the NFC. This one is a little more wide open to me. The Eagles, we talked about it earlier when we previewed tonight's game, that is the team to beat, and I'll start with the NFC East. I have the Eagles as the number 1 seed going 14-3. I think they get off to maybe a little bit of a slow start, but I think they come on down the stretch. This is barring they stay healthy, because we've seen the best roster in football. I've thought the 49ers have had the best roster in football for the last 3 or 4 years before this, and they just can't stay healthy. See what the Eagles can do, but I do have them going 14-3. The Commanders, this was the toughest one for me. I have them going 10-7, but they missed the playoffs.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I think it's a good year, but this is what happened with the Texans last year. C.J. Stroud was talked about like he's a top 5 quarterback in the NFL, and they regressed a little bit, and they went 10-7. I think it's a good year for the Commanders. I don't think it's as good as last year. I have them missing the playoffs on a tiebreaker at 10-7. Cowboys go 7-10, Giants 3-14.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, people are going to just tell me to stay off the gummies because at the top of my overall in the NFC, I have the 49ers. I just on paper.
Wow.
I think if they stay healthy like you're talking about, I think they go 14-3.
I'm kind of with you. I'll get to the 49ers next. Their schedule is a cakewalk.
If Brandon Ayuk comes back healthy and just stays healthy, I think that team could be good. And you also have Pearsall out there as a wideout. I mean, we'll see what Christian McCaffrey does. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, let's see if his Achilles holds up for another season.
Yeah.
But that team's still pretty good. Brock Purdy, George Kittle.
They're a good team. They're not a great team. But I just look at the schedule, and I'm looking at the games that I would, like, say, all right, that's probably a loss. At the Rams, I think. But SoFi Stadium is 90% red when they go play there. So you may not even count that. At the Buccaneers, I think that's a tough game for them.
Yep.
At the Texans could be tough. But outside of that, there's not a lot of games you look at on here and say, man, that's going to be a tough one for the Niners to win. Like, they play the AFC South. So you're playing the Colts, the Titans, and the Jaguars. They play the Browns as their extra AFC game. They play the Panthers. They play the Giants. They play the Saints. It's like, if you could have handpicked an easy schedule this year, I think you'd give it to the 49ers. I have them going 12-5.
Yeah, and also, too, Kyle Shanahan's just he's a good play caller, but he's also a great game manager when it comes to making those play calls. And I think when you have a guy like Brock Purdy, who's your, I guess you could call him typical system quarterback for the most part, but he can improvise in some aspects. That's a team, like, you don't have to be over-the-top great. You just have to be good, like you're talking about. Just be good, and you have a really good play calling. That's what makes a great team.
NFC East, do you have the Eagles winning?
I do, yes. Eagles, I do have them as the 5 seed, though. I'm sorry, no, I'm looking at it right now. They're tied with Washington.
Gotcha.
Yep. So I have Washington finishing over the top of them, then the Eagles. And
gotcha.
Dallas at 5-12.
Wow, 5-12 for the Cowboys.
That's what I told you earlier the show.
I said I think they could. I went more moderate. I said they go 7-10, but it wouldn't surprise me if things bottom. Especially Dak Prescott hasn't proven he can stay healthy. If he goes down, is Joe Milton their backup?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how good I feel
about that.
Because
I don't think Cooper Rush is on the team anymore.
Yeah, he's on the Ravens now, I think. Really? Or at least he was during the preseason.
You're not confident in Bazooka Joe?
I'm confident that he can throw the ball a long way. I'm not confident where it's going to end up, though.
I'm confident he'll sell tickets for Jerry. I'll say that much.
Yeah. I mean, it would be exciting at the very least. So you have both the Eagles and Commanders make the playoffs.
Yes.
You mentioned the 49ers. You have 14-3. I have them 12-5 winning the NFC West. But again, I don't think they're a better team than the Rams. I just think their schedule works out easier.
Really?
Because they're playing a third or fourth place schedule. They're playing a fourth place schedule.
Yeah.
So I think they go 12-5. I think the Rams go 11-6, still make the playoffs. Cardinals 8-9, Seahawks 7-10.
Okay. I'm not too far off with the Rams. I have them at 10-7, finishing 4-2 in their division. Let's see. What else do I have here? I had Seahawks at the 6th seed. So they
You have the Seahawks getting in.
Yeah. I have them squeaking in. Well, not really squeaking in, but 11-6.
Wow.
I know. I'm kind of high.
You're high on Sam Darnold.
I am. I'm high on Sam Darnold because they have Cooper Kupp that I feel like a lot of people have written off just being that wide receiver two behind Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who I think this is the year for him to take off.
I think JSN is so good.
Yes.
And I've said it before, I like Peter Skoronski, but man, I would have loved to take Jaxon Smith-Njigba with that pick.
He's just crafty, man.
Yep.
He's a crafty wide receiver. And when you add all that, I mean, they just drafted Elijah Arroyo as well. They have A.J. Barner as their other tight end.
Yeah.
I think those – A.J. Barner, I think –
They got two good running backs, too, with Walker and Charbonnet.
Yep.
So
– They have the tools. They really do.
So you're the biggest Kyler Murray fan I know. You have them finishing last?
I do. At 5-12, I listened to the press conference yesterday in Arizona about how, after from year one to year two, we're clicking on all cylinders. This is going to be a good year for us. I get all that. But you have an aging running back in James Conner. Like, I'm not too sure how much more you can get out of him.
Yeah.
He's a serviceable back. Don't get me wrong. But is he enough to get you over the hump to make the playoffs? And I don't think so. And nonetheless, that defense is shaky as well. They have a really good tight end in Trey McBride. Hopefully he scores a touchdown this year. They're trying to get him that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could call me a West Coast fan for the Cardinals. I don't know. But I just don't think they get it done this year.
All right. So you got 49ers and Seahawks both making the playoffs. Do you have the Rams in? Or did they just miss out?
Okay. I do. They squeaked in at
seven. So you got three out of the NFC West.
Yep.
NFC North. This was my closest division from top to bottom. I have all four teams separated by 4 games.
Ooh.
I have the Lions winning it.
Okay.
I do. I think the Lions take a step back. You don't win 15 games in the NFL very easily unless you're the Cincinnati Bengals, according to Nick Frazier.
Yeah.
The Lions go 12-5. Packers 11-6. They get into the playoffs as well. And then I have the Bears at 9-8, the Vikings at 8-9. I think they're all kind of close, but I think the Lions and Packers are a slight edge above the other two.
Wow, you're going to look at me and take a double take. I do have the Lions in winning that division at 11-6, and then right behind it, it's 9-8, 9-8, 4-13.
Who do you have 4-13?
The Vikings.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
I'm not high on the Vikings at all.
Jamie Erdahl on Good Morning Football just picked them to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know what. That dude's got to lay off the gummies.
I mean, yeah. J.J. McCarthy to win the Super Bowl in his first season.
I'm just not high on J.J. McCarthy. Like, I get, you know, Kevin O'Connell likes to develop quarterbacks, but come on.
I think he'll be fine. But, like, they won 14 games with Darnold last year. I think they take a significant step back. I've got them going 8-9. They finished last in the division. But, like, I think they'll be in the hunt in December.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we both have the Lions and Packers getting in?
I have them missing.
You had the Packers and Bears both 9-8?
Yep. And I had basically Bears were the 8 seed, 9 seed, both missing out of there for the ranking.
Gotcha.
And the reason why I have the Packers at that finishing at 9-8, I really don't know what to think of Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Because the whole epidural thing, like, don't get me wrong, Micah Parsons, great player. Green Bay has always been a great team. They kind of, they're like the Steelers 2.0. They always have a really good defense every single year. They can always put out a good offense. They have Matthew Golden this year.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a building year for them. First year under a lot of new stuff. We'll see what happens.
All right. So you've just got the Lions coming out of the NFC North. Last division here, NFC South. I have the Bucs winning it again at 11-6. Falcons right behind at 10-7. They take the last wild card spot in that tiebreaker with the Commanders. Panthers, 6-11. Respectable season. And then the Saints. Honestly, they won more games than I was expecting. I had them at 2-15.
So we have two teams that are on the money for that. Yeah, I have the Bucks winning that division at 11-6. They go 6-0 in the division. That's what I have.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy. Again, that's one of those teams that you look at their schedule and like, yeah, they got a pretty much of a cakewalk.
Right. I mean, you get to play the Panthers and Saints twice.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, holy cow. Maybe the Bucks are pretty good because they got Amir Abuka from Ohio State, another good young wide receiver.
Yep.
You don't know what you're going to have in Chris Godwin. Maybe Godwin comes back fully healthy with that ankle reconstruction. Yep. And obviously, Mike Evans, the true consummate pro. I mean, this guy always has 1,000 yards every year.
So. He finds a way.
Yeah. And they have that two running back tandem with Bucky Irving and Rashad White.
Yep.
So,
no, it's a good team. Baker Mayfield has turned into kind of your perfect distributor point guard out there. So I've got the Bucks winning. Do you have the Falcons?
Missing out at 8-9.
8-9. Yeah.
All right. I think it's a productive year.
Yeah. With you know, basically a rookie quarterback. He played last year, but it's like Will Levis last year, where you saw some flashes. Now can he build on it? We'll see what the Falcons can do. So my playoff teams in the NFC. The Eagles are the 1 seed, Lions 2, 49ers 3, Bucks 4, and then my wild card teams, Rams, Packers, Falcons.
Okay. Yeah, I have 49ers at the 1 seed, Commanders at 2, Detroit at 3. Tampa at 4, and then 5, 6, and 7 would be Eagles, Seahawks, and Rams.
There we go. Viking Matt on our text line has chimed in.
Oh, boy.
Our text line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. He says, you two are insane, Skull, Viking Matt.
Well,
I agree, 4-13 is a little low, Viking Matt, but who's more insane? Nick Frazier for picking them to go 4-13, or Jamie Erdahl on Good Morning Football for picking them to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, come on, Viking Matt. I'm going to tell you right now, I did this out of love, not out of spite.
Over, by the way, her prediction had them over the Broncos, too. I wonder what the odds would be on a J.J. McCarthy-Bo Nix Super Bowl this year. I would guess very, very low. 6-1.
That has to be at the bottom of the totem pole, right?
I mean, they're both good teams. They both are. The Broncos have a great defense. But going through the playoffs, if Bo Nix has to face Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes to get through the AFC playoffs. And J.J. McCarthy has to face Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, and then Jalen Hurts and who else? Like, I can't see them getting through 3 weeks of that. So, anyway.
It's another aging team, by the way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Hockenson's getting up there. Aaron Jones getting up there.
They do. I mean, they have arguably the best wide receiver in the league. They've got Jordan Addison, who'll be back after 3 weeks. The defense is good. Brian Flores is a great defensive coordinator. Kevin O'Connell is a great head coach. 4-13, I think, is a stretch.
I know. I'm getting torched right now. I
had them at 8-9. I think they're going to be in that range of like 7-10 wins. And could they make the playoffs? I wouldn't completely say no. I don't have them in the playoffs, though. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to chime in, our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So we have our NFC playoff teams now. We will go through the playoffs coming up next and see who will meet the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That's up next as we start hour number two here on Next Man Up, 1025 The Game.